A reading from Genesis. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre, as he sat at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent entrance to meet them and bowed down to the ground. He said, "My Lord, if I find favor with you, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. Let me bring a little bread, that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant." So they said, "Do as you have said." And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah and said, "Make ready quickly three measures of choice flour, knead it, and make cakes." Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to the servant who hastened to prepare it. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, "Where is your wife Sarah?" And he said, "There in the tent." Then one said, "I will surely return to you in due season, and your wife Sarah shall have a son." The word of the Lord. We read Psalm 15 together responsively. Lord, who may dwell in your tabernacle? Who may abide upon your holy hill?
Those who lead a blameless life and do what is right, who speak the truth in their hearts.
They do not slander with their tongue. They do no evil to their friends. They do not cast discredit upon a neighbor. They do not give their money in hope of gain, nor do they take bribes against the innocent. Those who do these things shall never be overthrown. A reading from Colossians. Christ Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. And you who were once estranged and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his fleshly body through death, so as to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable before him, provided that you continue securely established and steadfast in the faith, without shifting from the hope promised by the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven. I, Paul, became a servant of this gospel. I am now rejoicing in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am completing what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church. I became its servant according to God's commission that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery that has been hidden throughout the ages and generations, but has now been revealed to his saints. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glories of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is he whom we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone in all wisdom, so that we may present everyone mature in Christ. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now as Jesus and his disciples went on their way, they entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying, but Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May be seated. This is one of those weeks when I learn way too late that I should have bought a book that was published 6 years ago. Here's the deal. What if Martha is also sitting at the feet of Jesus, and as she is worried and agitated about her younger sister? What if Mary has heard the call to serve, to ministry out in the world, outside of the household, and Martha is concerned about this sister, Mary, and it is filling her with such concern that she cannot hear Jesus? What if Martha wants Jesus to tell Mary to come home? What if Martha's ministry in her home village is so overwhelming? What if? And this is already certainly true. The word that has been translated, the better part, is better translated, the good. Martha, Martha, you are anxious and agitated concerning much, but only one thing is needed, for Mary has chosen good, and it will not be taken away from her. Hear the whole translation from Mary Stromer Hansen's book, The New Perspective on Mary and Martha, subtitled, "Do not preach Mary and Martha again until you read this." And yet here I am. Her translation. As they were on their way, Jesus came to a village where a woman named Martha received him. She had a sister called Mary, who also was one who sat at the Lord's feet, always listening to his words. But Martha was constantly torn apart concerning much ministry. She suddenly approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister regularly leaves me to minister alone? Tell her, therefore, that she may give me a hand." But the Lord answered her, saying, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and agitated concerning much, but only one thing is needed. For Mary has chosen good, and it will not be taken away from her." This prompts me to wonder what good I am missing because I am concerned and agitated. I wonder how I miss what Jesus is speaking to me in the midst of those concerns. Did you hear it? Both Martha and Mary listen at the feet of Jesus in this translation. Both Martha and Mary have ministry to do. Martha, being left alone in her village with ministry, is asking, well, actually more like telling Jesus that the next time he sees Mary, she needs to come home and lend a hand. Both are honored in this translation. And of course, here is the problem. I didn't buy the book 6 years ago when it was first published. I didn't know about it. And I didn't buy the book this past week, even though I read this translation early on. The full impact of how it changes everything did not set in until, well, way too late. setting aside or stepping beyond the sex role stereotyping that often comes with readings and translations of this story, I find it interesting that this story of ministry, being merciful both near and far, comes directly on the heels of Jesus' encounter with that self-justifying lawyer. You may recall that after bringing the lawyer to name the loathsome Samaritan as the one showing mercy, being a neighbor, Jesus gives the instruction, "Go and do likewise." Perhaps we get it wrong when we pit doing and being against one another, or doing and learning from Jesus. Of course, that raises a question about how we can best know how to do likewise. How do we discern the best way to enact ministries of mercy? The good is both going out and staying put, staying near doing ministry. The good includes sitting at the feet of Jesus and learning much. But there can be so many agitations, whether one is 2 years old or 102. Concerns draw us away from listening to Jesus and can draw us away from ministry itself. I'm thinking of ministry in the broadest sense, in that very Lutheran understanding of vocation where we are called to so many various vocations, careers, jobs, and whatever the job, in some way one hopes that it serves the greater good of others, if not all people. That whatever we do, we are about the good. Do mercy where you are. And when you don't know what that means, and sometimes when you are absolutely certain you know what that means, stop and listen to Jesus. Let Jesus help you see the good that cannot be taken away.